All right, time now for the plays of the week. Post-Raiders game, Coach Belichick, Scott Zolak with you. And, Coach, we're going to get to a critical sequence here. And if you ever watch your team practice during the summer or even at pregame warm-ups, defense works on punching the ball out. And pretty much this is why, right?
Yeah, you know, this was a big play right before the half. Carr hits Roberts over here. And I think one of the things about this play that's interesting is you see Pat Chung and Marquise Flowers right here in between the hash marks, along with Cook. And as the ball's thrown, they make good effort to get over there to the ball. And as Roberts is being tackled, that ball's swinging away from his body. It just, Marquise just instinctively, when he sees it out there, I think is, you know, gets into stripping the ball, punching it out. And there are the two guys recovering the ball. And a second ago, they were standing over there, with Cook in the middle of the field. So, the more guys you have around the ball, the better chance you have of getting a great effort, great awareness here. And a big play before the half to not only keep the Raiders out of the end zone, but get us possession of the ball.
And that's huge because if you don't forget, I mean, you guys won the opening coin toss, you defer. So now all of a sudden you get the chance for the quick two scores.
Right. So with 33 seconds left in the half, the Raiders run a strong safety blitz. So they bring Joseph off the edge here and slant the line down inside. Josh calls the off-tackle play here. And so Devlin reads it around onto the linebacker, onto Bowman, and there's the hole right there for Deion. Pretty good one. And then some good running by Deion. Gets the ball from, you know, about an extra 10 yards there from the 15 or so. Gets it almost up to the 30-yard line. So this is a big play for us to get out of the shadow of our goalpost and get the ball out where we could approach midfield.
So not only also changes your thinking, too, and as you get another good look at it here from the end zone.
Yeah, here's, another good look at the same play with the inside stunt coming with the strong safety blitz. It just creates kind of a natural seam there. Again, good blocking here by Devlin, very good running by Deion, and you can see the whole defense is cut off there. We'll just run off of James Devlin's block. So that really changed the whole perspective of the situation where with 26 seconds, then we complete a pass. So with 11 seconds, we get the ball up here to where we would have a shot at the field goal. Right now, it would be a 73-yard field goal. Maybe we'd have a shot at it. It'd be a real tough kick. We really felt like we'd get the ball to midfield and put it into the 60s that we have a, you know, pretty reasonable shot to make it.
Now, being out in Denver, real quick here before you get to the big play here with Gronkowski, when you say, okay, 73 is makeable, did Gostkowski show you things when you guys were out in Colorado Springs that, boy, we could potentially hit it from 65, 70 yards if we get a chance with elevation?
Right. Well, we felt like in Denver, you know, we'd be close to 60.
Yeah.
Once we got to Colorado Springs, being even a couple thousand feet higher, the ball carried even a little bit further there as it did in Mexico. So this was, you know, we felt like if we could just gain a few yards, which we can do here with when Tom throws the ball to Rob. Rob does a good job of getting upfield, not wasting time, getting upfield, get what he can get, and gets the ball to the 45-yard line. We take the timeout, and we almost, at 5 seconds here, we almost had time for another play, but just felt like that would have been cutting a little bit too close, and we definitely felt that 62 yards was, you know, within Steve's range. And so that was a big 3 points for us with 33 seconds to go. We'll get in the ball those 33 seconds before the half to be able to come out of there with points. Now, here's the shot of the play from the end zone, 62 yards. And you can see what a good operation this is. First of all, perfect snap from Cardona right there. And if you look closely, you can see the laces are up for Ryan Allen. So when he spots the ball, there's really no spinning of the ball. He just places it down. The laces are in perfect position. There's a good hold and a good kick. So great job by Steve, no question about it. But these two guys and the whole three-man operation, snapper, holder, kicker, was just excellent, which it needs to be on a kick like this, 62 yards. But all three guys and the protection came through. You can see Patterson down here. Not really much doubt about this kick.
That could have been good from 70.
It might have been.
Potentially, yeah.
It might have been.
Wow. So that's a great way to end the half, too.
Right, so that was a big play for us to end the half. That took it from 14 to 17 to nothing. Now we get the ball with, 30 seconds gone in the half. And this is a good matchup here that we identified. So this is Brandon Cooks on Obi, the rookie corner, who's really a safety that only started practicing a couple weeks ago as he was coming back off of IR. And, you know, Josh set this up, Tom, Brandon, really good execution and recognition. So there's a quick out-and-up move there. And Tom does a nice job putting the ball out in front of Brandon. And also a nice job right here by Brady of holding the free safety, of holding Nelson. You know, he just gives him a little bit of a hesitation and keeps him from getting a jump on the ball. So Brandon Cook catches it in stride. And so now it goes from 14-0 to 24-0 in a little over a minute. And so that's a big swing.
That's a big one right there. Coach, great stuff. Good luck this week against the Miami Dolphins.
All right, thank you.
All right, there you go. There's your plays of the week.